I would never have imagined being in a position operating a global business supported by a global team with clients across many countries. I think I had a very limited belief and understanding of what it takes. I think if you have a service offering that is universally marketable to anyone, the methods in which we communicate nowadays allow for you to have the world as your customer base. You shouldn't limit. You should find those unique niche industries, or you should identify that particular client persona that you could best support and search them out in any community where you can find them.
Hey folks, welcome to the Business Beyond Borders podcast. I'm Cynthia Dearon and it's great to be with you today. How would it be if you could jump online, find a business partner and launch a global business just like that? Well, that's what my guest today did. Wayne Richard is the Director of Global Operations at Bean Ninjas, a company that provides zero bookkeeping, financial reporting and training for digital entrepreneurs and online businesses. Wayne spent most of his career as a corporate accountant and worked at Hewlett-Packard. But when he found out that he and his wife were expecting triplets, Wayne quit the corporate world and became a freelance accountant. And then something a little wild happened. We'll talk about that today. Wayne's on a mission to lead his distributed team to create time, location, and financial freedom for coaches, consultants, and owners of e-commerce businesses. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia. Glad we could connect.
And you're joining today from Tucson, Arizona. I'm in Sydney, Australia. Tell me a little bit about what it's like where you are today.
Sure. So today it is brutally hot. In Tucson, we're in the middle of the desert and we're also in the middle of our summertime. So while it's school holiday, we have to keep most of our children indoors all day, as the temperatures are about 110 degrees for a period of about 3 weeks in the summer throughout July. So brutally hot, but I'm here in the air-conditioned office and enjoying our time today. I'll tell you, the one thing that does amaze me, having coworkers in Australia, is your summertime being the Christmas holiday. I just can't wrap my head around that. Yeah. This winter time in our summer makes more sense, but the Christmas holiday in the middle of summer, I just can't gather.
Yeah, people in the Northern Hemisphere get really confused by that, but we're used to it, so it kind of works.
Absolutely.
So, Wayne, you're the Director of Global Operations for Bean Ninjas. Tell me, what's a Bean Ninja?
Sure. So we are financial professionals in the zero bookkeeping tool. We provide to our client base zero bookkeeping, financial reporting, and financial training to digital entrepreneurs operating in the online space.
And how did you get into this business?
Yeah, so I started kind of the traditional corporate climber route. I spent the bulk of my career as a management accountant. I received a degree in accounting and just took the traditional route through employment. I went from graduating with a great degree to getting a job with a large growing corporation. I spent my time at Hewlett-Packard and within that developed in my capacities as a skilled accountant into more leadership opportunities where I began managing larger and more complex projects and then larger and more geographically dispersed teams. From there, I made the transition to freelancing as a solopreneur after the surprise that my wife and I received of having triplets. And within that, I really was looking for something where I can not only balance, but tip the scales from having such a large portion of my day focused on a career that really had limited upside potential at that point. with the requirements that I had to be present and engaged with my family. So I came across a new style of delivering a skill set that I developed in accounting, utilizing cloud tools. And one of those tools that I came across was Xero. In that time in the United States, Xero was very early, and it was just a few early adopters that were utilizing Xero as an accounting solution for their clients. So I was reaching out across those that were implementing Xero as their firm's accounting software of choice in the US, and really, I didn't get much of a response from those folks. I guess they were too busy having growing businesses, but I also started looking at others, considering why I couldn't network with others outside of the United States who were building very similar businesses, utilizing cloud tools, supporting small businesses. And I came across a blog at the time that was written by my now business partner, Merrill Johnston, which was extremely transparent. They, at the time, were releasing their customer count and monthly recurring revenue and some of the tips that they were having success with around efforts in marketing and sales and some of the challenges and learning opportunities that they had from some of the failures that they were experiencing. And for me, being in a similar position, starting a business almost on the same date that they had listed their start, it was welcoming. And I really empathized with the story. So I had reached out and commented on the blog post and followed up with an email request to jump on a call for a 15-minute chat about their efforts. And it ended up just developing into a great relationship that then allowed for me an introduction to the company as a contractor. From there, and very early on, the conversations were, how do we make something work where we combine the small regional firm that I had built into the much larger global firm that's now Bee Ninjas, where I'm a partner and, as you mentioned, director of global operations.
So how did that happen? How did Bee Ninjas go from being some solopreneurs getting together and having a chat off the back of a blog to a company that's got clients all around the world?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think a lot of it's built upon relationships. Our industry is heavily built upon trust, and trust is built by getting to know, like, and really learn about others. And we very early on were involved in communities that were transparent in nature. There were communities of other entrepreneurs sharing some of the tips and tactics that they were utilizing to build their online business. So within that, I think it just came to be where when you are sharing and getting to know others, that then it becomes natural that you do business together. And opportunities arose for us, even though our business is headquartered in Australia, that we started to source US clients. Then from there, there was requirements from clients that were operating their businesses in Hong Kong, where our offering, being the traditional bookkeeping services, is relevant across all business. The specifics around tax are not services that we provide. While we do build out our network and partner with resources that we can refer our clients to, it makes us able and quite nimble to explore servicing clients in other countries.
How did you wind up with a headquarters in Australia?
That's where my business partner founded the company. So she lives and resides on the Gold Coast.
So even that first interaction was really an international interaction between somebody in the States and somebody in Australia.
That's right. And it felt so natural. As we're having a conversation here, we could just as well be sitting across a table from one another.
Yeah.
So in the opportunity, you know, to strike that conversation, to build that relationship, over, you know, comments on a blog and liking and sharing, you know, my thoughts on different blog posts or comments that might be made in resources like LinkedIn, allow for you to build those relationships just like you would if you were standing in a circle, you know, side by side with someone sharing your insights to them in a larger conversation you might be having.
Yeah. That's kind of amazing. So in a way, Bean Ninjas was born global.
That's right. Yeah. And I don't know that it was, we originally, the story that was shared with me around how Bean Ninjas came to be was we utilized strategies that were developed around the 7-day startup. So the intent was from the original idea of what the business would do in terms of services and what the client persona would look like was all developed and a paying client was sourced within 7 days. So within that time, I'm not certain, and I would have to ask if the intent was for it to be a global business, but I do know very early on, as we've now celebrated our 4-year anniversary on 1 July, our average client history is over 3 years and 3 months. So many of our clients, we've almost held the entire length of our business. And a lot of the very early clients amongst the first five, there are US clients involved and represented in that mix.
And did you and your business partner start to work together before you'd actually met in person?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually had struck the partnership agreement, had worked as partners, well, had worked together because I had done some contract consulting work first as a frontline bookkeeper and then within a number of weeks as a team leader. So we had had a long period of time jumping on one-on-one calls, sharing what our goals were, and learning about each other's work styles. But it wasn't until after the partnership agreement was signed that Merrill took a trip out to the U.S. and spent time with me here in Tucson. And a number of months after, I was able to visit Australia and meet our team that's situated there.
I love it. Tell me about Bean Ninja's philosophy.
Sure. So we actually just rolled out our 2020 playbook to our employees, and it was a great opportunity for us to share our core values and really express to the team our mission, vision, and values and help them understand where their particular role as a function that they may see as just a bookkeeper is actually just as important or more critical than are some of the roles that I play in the company. So for us, really, we share three core values, and that's freedom, always growing, and trust. And we really look and live those values in our day-to-day.
It's very cool. Wayne, who's your ideal client, and what's the transformation that you guys create for them?
Sure. So our ideal client typically is operating a business where they may have a partner or a simple management team. They very much rely upon outsourcing as a large piece of their workforce. And often our clients are digital nomads. So digital nomads are those that are operating their business often from a laptop in a backpack on some of the most beautiful beaches of Thailand or the Mediterranean. We operate with clients in the e-commerce space. We also support a number of bloggers, coaches. We actually have a client that's currently traveling the United States, documenting their journey on their travel blog. So for them, really the ability for them to have just a large piece of worry for most small businesses around their monthly financials and their cash flow is something that is sorted by our team at Bean Ninjas. And through our ability to connect with them on either shared Google Sheets or in Xero, which is a collaborative cloud tool where they can have access from anywhere at any time on any device, it allows for us to have a great working relationship where it's not tied to any specific geography or our ability to show up in their office at any designated time of the month.
Where are your clients today? So obviously there are clients in Australia, there are clients in the States. You mentioned clients in Hong Kong. How many countries are you serving clients in?
I wish I had that stat to share. We very early aligned with a community of digital nomads. And it allows for us on a given day to speak with clients in countries that I had never heard of before and vicariously live through a lot of their stories of travel and experiences that they have. I do know we have staff in now 5 countries. It used to be 6, but our team member living in Tokyo was able to relocate back to Australia. In terms of clients, I'm not certain.
So what are your 5 countries? Australia, the United States?
We have a team member in Manchester, UK. We have team in Spain, outside of Barcelona. And then we also have a large portion of our back office staff in the Philippines.
And how did you go about acquiring those global clients, all those digital nomad clients? Was it organic, or did you go after those people using some particular strategies?
No, it was organic. I think, as I mentioned, really, as a business built on trust and relationships, it was really a result of doing great work and having our clients speak for us in terms of the results that have been generated, or the time freedom or really stress that was removed from their shoulders from no longer having to worry about the compliance aspect of their bookkeeping. Yeah. So for us, it was in these communities, they're just naturally places that have a large representation of people from many countries. So the opportunity was more about working with other good people rather than being strategic and working in this particular country as a next phase of the growth of our company.
Wayne, you make it sound as though the global expansion of Bean Ninjas has been a bit of a dream ride and it's all been really easy, but have there been some challenges that you and Merrill have encountered along the way?
Yeah, we actually have went through one, and we shared a bit about it in our 4-year reflection blog post. We had originally started with a service delivery model that's much different than the one that we're operating today. And within our reflection as partners around those areas of the business that were most profitable, that we saw the largest opportunity to scale in terms of resources, we identified a disconnect. So we started looking at those teams that were performing really at the optimal levels. And both Merrill and I are not easily settled by mediocrity. So we looked upon those high performing teams and we started to identify ways that we could streamline our operations to mirror the performance. And one of the ways that we looked to do that was restructuring our team, which meant letting go of some folks that had spent a lot of, you know, really had invested in us and believed in a dream that was developed many years ago and had sacrificed themselves personally, and then also had grown through some of the early stage struggles that many small businesses go through. We felt, though, that, you know, that restructuring, although a short-term pain, would really allow for us to see the growth trajectory that we knew we were capable of delivering from the results that we saw from the high-performing teams.
Mm. So from your experience, what kind of key levers do you think companies need to rely on or need to press in order to accelerate growth and actually support that process of going global? What are the most important planks?
Yeah, I think one of the things that really allowed for us to develop and grow as a global brand and as a global company has just been transparent and open conversation and communication. I think when people understand what your brand values are, they understand what your leadership team might look like and how they interact. It allows for you to easily source talent, but then also it makes you attractive to potential clients. I think, and I mentioned earlier, not only do people, I feel like people work with people. Yes, there's businesses that are involved, but it's the relationships that matter. So can, in our space, can you see yourself having a beer or a coffee with this particular person? Because the nature of our business is to get very intimate into your financial into your financials and the state of your business. Yeah. So the conversation needs to be one that can easily be had and can be free. We're also in a position where often we ask the challenging questions. We do have that unique perspective and that 10,000 foot view where we sometimes can point to entrepreneurs things that they might just be too deep in the weeds to really see. So by asking those tough questions but having that trust beforehand, it really gives us that seat at the table so that we have the opportunity to ask them.
And are those the same principles that you apply to your team? Because you've got to build a team culture as you go global and you're trying to keep everybody on the same page and functioning as a team. Do you use those transparency principles that you use with the clients on the people in the company as well?
Absolutely. I think the best way to get the best out of people is really to get to know them, understand their culture, let them get to know you. It's very often on our team meetings, most of the conversation will be about wins that you've had in your family and things that you've gone through in your personal life. And I think the team, you know, really enjoys seeing those things. We do have a Slack channel that's dedicated to random. And that's just, you know, our sharing holiday pictures and, you know, your kid accepting an award for best penmanship at school. It's these things that we celebrate just as much as we have channels that celebrate new clients that sign on or praise that's been given for, you know, the dedicated work that was put into place to support an end of financial year deadline.
Now, I know family is really important to you and you have 5 children. How do you juggle 5 children and being a director of global operations?
Yeah, it's funny because it took me really leaving a business that I was running on my own and joining a team to really understand the importance of putting yourself first and investing in yourself, not only as a person, but also as a leader. As I mentioned, one of our core values is always growing. And really that to me means just listening and learning from those that have more experience than I do. And in certain areas that you might find that in masterminds or in leadership challenges, it might be in something like what Merrill and I have structured amongst each other is daily accountability and weekly recaps that we have posted in a Slack channel just between her and I, where I think that initial investment allows for you then to be in a position where you can empower and grow others and invest in your team because you've begun to understand what capabilities you can bring to that team, and those that you can't, you then learn to make the investment in others that can close the gap.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think there is a right time for a company to go global?
It's challenging for me to say because it seemed like that was just ingrained in us very early. I have a unique perspective as I originally had started as a solopreneur in a regional kind of firm within my own city and a neighboring city of Phoenix. And I would never have imagined being in a position operating a global business supported by a global team with clients across many countries. I think I had a very limited belief and understanding of what it takes. I think if you have a service offering that is universally marketable to anyone, the methods in which we communicate nowadays allow for you to have the world as your customer base. You shouldn't limit. You should find those unique niche industries, or you should identify that particular client persona that you could best support and search them out in any community where you can find them.
Can anyone do it?
I believe so. Here I am. Maybe many would say I have everything against me. I'm almost 20 years out of university. I have 5 children. I didn't really have, you know, an entrepreneurial experience before this. And I'm a testament to someone that's operating in a global business. So I truly believe that anyone can do it.
I love it. What's the proudest moment been for you on the Bin Ninjas journey so far?
The proudest moment. We've had a number of accolades that many would think, oh, that's very easy. We were recognized as Xero's bookkeeping firm of the year. We have been recognized finalists for different, you know, awards in the accounting space. For us, it really is not one event, but it's really have celebrated my first year with the firm on August 1st. And really, it's just the day-to-day successes that we have coming together as a team, just really focused around moving toward one North Star. And for us still being early stage, that's turning that 1 million annual recurring revenue. But each Monday when we're on team meetings and we're able to come together with the people I genuinely enjoy spending time with, that to me is just a big win, considering where I'd been in the corporate space and dreading meetings and doing everything you could do to quickly join a call and hit the mute button and hope that no one would have asked you a question in the entire hour.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I really do. Wayne, it's been so much fun to talk to you today. And I was just wondering, before we wrap up, have you got any final thoughts for people who are listening to this episode of the Business Beyond Borders podcast? Maybe they're in the corporate world, the way you were, hating a little bit, wondering whether they should do something else, or maybe they're small business owners who just operate locally or regionally and they're thinking, wow, that's a pretty amazing story. You know, this thing of taking Bean Ninjas global, I wonder if I could do it. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, I think now is the perfect time. It's interesting because I have this conversation with my own children where I'll tell them, you know, the world is available to you. Now with the opportunity we have with Zoom meeting and Slack and, you know, communities and social presence like Facebook, or, you know, the ability to connect with people on Instagram, is put yourself out there, build those relationships, form and have those conversations and learn about others and let them learn about you. Because in those relationships and in those resources, like books that you can read, really you can learn enough to make a go of it. And I would just challenge anyone, really go for it. Put your heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into it and make it happen.
Wayne, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
If you're enjoying the Business Beyond Borders podcast and you're thinking about expanding your company internationally, check out the Deeren & Associates website, deerenassociates.com. Our consulting services, which include market research and modeling, cross-cultural consulting, and strategic business connections, deliver deep insights and create value for larger companies looking to scale internationally. If you're from a smaller organization that wants to expand its global footprint, take a look at our International Business Accelerator program, which my team and I created to help micro to medium-sized businesses to speed up and de-risk the process of going global. The program helps business owners to build a great strategy without having to reinvent the wheel. It creates the momentum to put the strategy into play, and it helps them to generate or raise the funds that they need to get an international expansion off the ground. We built it especially for founders and CEOs who want to take their business to the next level and wondering where to start. It's structured in a way that's simple to follow. It's digital so that you can take part from anywhere in the world. It's a lot of fun and our members love it. Check it out at deerenassociates.com.